Supporters of mining legislation say it will create much-needed jobs in northern Wisconsin, but city and tribal leaders on Lake Superior's South Shore say the bills endanger future job creation. Officials from Ashland, Bayfield, and Washburn, along with those from the Bad River, Red Cliff, and Lacouture tribes, painted their communities as vibrant places with economies thriving on natural resources. Washburn Mayor Scott Griffiths says a mine in the Pinoki Range would change that.
We do not need the extractive industries to try and solve the problems of our rural communities. Another ride on the boom-bust cycle is not what we need to see here in northern Wisconsin.
Bad River Tribal Chairman Mike Wiggins says there will be a lot of job creation for lawyers if lawmakers sign off on the mining legislation.
Preparing to litigate in federal court is part of our effort to just merely try and protect ourselves.
Wiggins says mining would have horrible implications for their groundwater, air quality, and way of life. The tribes aren't the only ones who view mining as a threat. Ashland Mayor Bill Whalen says his city is dealing with its own $130 million cleanup as the result of pollution from industries long gone.
I would hate to think that 30 or 40 years from now, there's a mayor of Ashland, Bayfield, Washburn, and tribal chair dealing with a cleanup issue on Lake Superior and saying to themselves, what were they thinking about when they passed this legislation?
Backers of mining legislation say the permitting process needs to be streamlined in order to attract mining companies to the state. They argue mining can be expanded in the state without harming the environment. For Wisconsin Public Radio News, I'm Danielle Kading in Ashland.